It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone.
I've still got a mouthful of food.
Do you know what episode it is?
55?
Yeah.
Woo!
It's Monday. What do they call it? Mad Monday?
It's not Mad Monday, mate. Jesus came back to life. It's Easter Monday.
Easter Monday. Good Friday, Easter Monday.
Mad Monday is when sporting clubs finish for the year.
Close enough. We got a follow on the Daily Talk Show from Mercy Percy.
Oh, that's my brother. That's my sister-in-law's company.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well,
check her out. It was from her. I think it was like Claire Overshare or something.
Oh, yeah. Claire Bear Overshare.
Yeah.
But follow Mercy Percy. You're always plugging your mates. Yeah. You're always plugging your rich friends. I'm going to plug the little guys. MercyPercy.com. Awesome jewellery. Beautiful.
Jewellery?
Fucked that up, didn't I?
Some really beautiful jewellery.
I went through a booze bus today.
Oh, yeah.
Hadn't been drinking. And I had a mouthful of food as I pulled up, as then, I did today when you, I started this podcast.
And that made you blow into the...
I was like, sorry, I've just got a mouthful of food. She said, don't worry, a guy came through before eating a piece of toast.
You know, you got to be... I remember trying to blow out a candle the other day and I'd just drunk some water and nearly spat water out. Like, I just didn't do the whole, like, I mixed things up.
What, you forgot that you had a mouthful
of
water?
Yeah, exactly. So, what have you been up to?
Something I wanted to talk to you. I haven't seen you in a few days. What was it? Fuck, I had a mental blank now.
Oh, that's okay. I can start on some things. The fucking Easter, any of these holidays, it's just built in me to go fucking crazy on the food.
Really?
Yeah. Just, like, without... exception, we went to mum and dad's, just eating shit.
You said today, oh, I'm going out to the burbs. I thought that.
Yeah.
I thought there's going to be some feast.
There's not even really a feast. It was just like mum made like 100 fucking Reese's peanut butter cookies, which...
what I was eating right then. Thanks, Lynn. Just, beautiful.
Yeah, she said, oh, you guys have to take them. Like, we don't want them. She's like, give them to Tommy. And Bree's like, Tommy doesn't want them.
Well, I didn't want them, but I ate them.
And that's my problem.
Yeah.
This is the whole fucking thing. Is it like I even bought them and all an Easter, but like we actually haven't done any exchange of eggs throughout the whole. I got one fucking little mini Easter egg from fucking Lululemon yesterday when I went into their shop to think about buying some shorts because I might start running.
Yes. Okay. Good first step.
And they're like, oh, you've been eating a lot of chocolate. And we're like, no, we haven't actually. And then we fucking go to Brumby's and Bree wanted 4 hot cross buns, like 2 chocky, 2 fucking fruit. And they're like, oh, that's $8.25.
Only four buns.
But we can give you like 8 for $8 or something, 6 for $8.
Okay,
so it was cheaper, so we ended up buying more than what we needed.
Well,
it's just this bullshit indulgence thing.
Here's the thing. Amy and I, we didn't really eat a great deal of chocolate.
Yeah.
And then yesterday, Sunday, so Sunday afternoon, like, we just want a bit of chocky. So we went down to find Easter eggs. We wanted Easter eggs specifically.
Yeah. Good sales.
None.
What do you mean?
Coles, Woolworths, none. There was no eggs. Completely gone.
I guess that's what you want. I got mum, dad, and my brother Jake all like the red tulip or whatever bunnies, $3.99 or something. Just picked them up from IGA. But then, sure enough, when we got there, I'm like, have you guys got any Easter eggs that I can just eat? So we ended up breaking up one of them and I ate it.
Well, you buy the hot cross buns, you buy in the packet. You go to Brumby's, you're getting fucking overcharged. $3 for a pack of 8.
Well, Bree can be a bit of a snob when it comes to these things. So she every year for the last few years, she'll get all the different fancy hot cross buns from different Melbourne bakeries and they do a thing at work where they do like a blind taste test and shit.
All right, let's cap off Easter talk. How many cows do you reckon you had today?
Oh, today, and it wasn't even like good cows. Like, I just feel a bit sick. Probably 6,000. Maybe not. Maybe, yeah. Now, see, I ate half a wheel of Brie cheese, which is probably...
Dense cows.
And that was because I'd had, you know, like... You just eat so much sweet stuff and you're like, oh, I just need something savory now. Like, my mouth almost feels like I've been drinking petrol. It's just like real, like synthetic, and
well, because of the sugar.
Yeah, and yeah, we had scones. And Mum said, "Oh fuck!" I'm like, "Oh, she's fucked the scones." She goes, "I haven't made scones this good in so long." I was like, "Oh, good." So yeah, we ate some of Nana's last jam, and she passed away what, a year and a bit ago. Yeah. Jam fucking lasts for ages.
Where was this stored?
I don't know. I guess like Mum and that, because fucking sugar by design is, I don't know by design, but it's fucking conservative.
Yeah.
Conservative?
Yeah.
No,
it lasts a long
preservative,
time.
Preservative, not conservative. It doesn't have real right wing opinions. Yes. So what did you do?
How was it though? I want to hear about Nana's jam.
Yeah, no, it was fucking delicious. We had cream. Do you put cream on first or jam first?
I put jam on first, cream on second.
Yeah.
I think it's meant to be the other way.
Yeah. Whichever way I do, Mum.
You brought it up, mate. You just act like you don't want to. I fucking don't want to hear any more about your jam and cream.
I don't have any opinions. We booked our first Airbnb for our trip.
You say it like you've never booked an Airbnb.
I haven't done it much.
They change. Like in Australia, it's a bit different. So where's this?
So going to London.
Yeah.
What's the first Airbnb you ever did?
Fuck. That's a good question. Maybe on the Gold Coast. Fuck me. I've only done a few. Gold Coast.
When?
4 years ago. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Europe? I've had a mental blank. You can check your bloody Airbnb thing. Yeah. But I've stayed in one in Europe. We stayed in one in Italy. Stayed in one in the Gold Coast.
What was the Italy one like? Because we're just looking at Italy at the moment.
It is a new. It's completely changed. Like if you were doing this 4 years ago, different ballgame. Now they're businesses.
They're all set up.
They're like houses that aren't used for anything other than
to make a fucking decent coin.
Yeah, and so we like this girl came and met us. She was off having dinner somewhere else, and then came and saw us and gave us this key and showed us in. It was just like a lifeless apartment, but in a good spot and cheap.
Yeah.
And so she gave us the, you know, logins or whatever. But it was weird. It's not. Yeah, it's just a hotel now. Uh-huh. They're just hotels.
Well, that's what BMAC was talking about living in Docklands. How there's people set up. And I know we've done this when we went to like Anglesey or something, where we just, or Lawn, where you just, one person will have 15 houses and they're literally just like middlemen.
Managers, property managers.
Yeah, they'll just say, hey, you know, put all their fucking business card stuff. They'll look after everything. They just take a little sneaky cut.
Got it. New York, first one.
Okay, yeah.
Soho.
Yeah.
Get this. We flew in at 11 p.m. to Newark. Mm-hmm. Newark. Newark.
Yeah, Newark.
And a friend of ours, Lydia, she was staying with us. And so she flew in like on a much earlier flight, so 8 p.m. or something like that. So she was out of the airport at 8 p.m. She went to pick up the key. This guy did a fucking dodgy. We were trying to pull a dodgy a little bit that we were having more people than what we said. So we said it was a two-bedroom. We said we're having two of us.
Yeah.
I didn't even know if she was going to stay or not. She ended up staying. Got there earlier. So I said, can you go pick up the key?
Yeah.
He grills her. So, are you staying there? And she was, she didn't play along. I don't think I even thought I had the smarts at that point to go, don't say that. Just say you're picking it up for us. She had a bag with us. The fucker made her go to the ATM, pull out $250.
Yeah.
Additional cash money to give him because she was staying there. So it did increase the price, but he gave us the key and it all worked out. Yeah. But
you
they're onto it, man.
You fucked it. But I the it. First one that I did, I haven't used it that much since. I've only used it 3 times on my account. And then last time we used it, I got Brady to use hers because you want to sort of build. These things are almost like fucking credit scores, right? You want to build up your own fucking account so that if you ever want to travel, you've got some experience. Plus, I was doing like a referral code for Bree, so we both got $25 off. But no, my 2012, January 2012, Macworld, San Francisco, did the whole fucking Airbnb thing. It was amazing. The guy that I was staying with worked at Pixar.
Wow.
Invited me to Pixar, gave me a tour of the place. Amazing. Yeah, just a really good experience.
Disney own Pixar now?
Disney. Yeah, so it's pretty fucking cool. Mm. So that was a good, because literally I was like, hey, I've got an Amazon package I want to get sent. But geez, I feel like, how about this? This just shows, you know, how I like doing things, like going above and beyond. Like, I feel like I'm getting less and less like this, but just doing over generous things. Yeah, he gave me a tour. Like, I got something delivered via Amazon. And he said, just get it sent to my office and you can come to Pixar and pick it up, blah, blah, blah. I get the tour.
And I remember, thinking, fuck yes.
Yeah, and I remember...
I'm in.
Do you know what I did? We were talking about... This is 2012, so, you know, Kindle's fairly new. But we were talking about the Kindle and he's like, oh, yeah, man, I don't have one. Like, I hear they're awesome and all that sort of thing. I bought him a fucking Kindle. Bought him a Kindle. And I remember
was this?
It would have been like $129 or something. But got it sent to his office as a thank you. I guess that's nice. But
it's above and beyond, but and then a bit over the top. A little bit more.
It's a bit over the top.
You don't fucking stay at Crown Towers or, you know, even just the Crown Plaza and then give the receptionist an iPad.
Well, what do you do about what do you do with tipping and stuff?
In what?
Well, in Australia, some of the better restaurants.
I tip at good restaurants. Don't tip at other restaurants.
What? So, for instance, you went to... you could have given a great tip the other night when you went with Amy to, what was the place called?
Donovan's. We did. It was a $470 bill.
How much did you tip?
We gave them in total $500. So it wasn't a great amount, but these people,
what was the tip?
70, 80, 90, 30 buck tip.
Yeah, cool.
These people are earning 30 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
And they're in fucking great conditions in really well, like it's Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's,
I'm curious as to what the... Yeah, what the deal is with tipping in Australia in the sense of like, what do they do with that money? Because they're already getting paid okay.
Cafe I worked at, all the tips got calculated and split.
Would you get it as cash? And you would just get it as a bit of cash?
Yeah, it was all cash.
Okay.
But I guess it's different if it comes in through a... what's it called? Electronic transfer.
Yeah.
Tap and go, whatever. But it's all... So, I don't think there's a set thing. It's like all restaurants will do it. Some just take it and pay their staff better. Yeah. So, it's just factored into it. Yeah. And so...
Fuck, that doesn't seem like... So, what you're saying is some companies will just keep the tips.
Yeah, because it's just a part of the... It depends if it's like a tip on the top.
Yeah.
How do you keep track of it, right? It's fucking hard.
Yeah. Well, it's like... How about this... hanging out with some American mates last week, had a good cafe experience. Took a fucking 20 buck note and just like gave it to the waitress.
And she would have pocketed it.
Yeah, that's probably what you're looking at.
Oh, there's mozzies out there, and I'm concerned that they're coming into your house.
Fuck,
the mozzies close the door for you.
Nah, it's okay. If they're outside for now, but that is like being on the water. Like I love having the door open at night.
It's called a fly screen, mate.
Yeah, but fucking rental property, you don't want to be doing that shit.
Well, you ask them to do it.
So Airbnb, going back to this for a sec, you've been a host.
Yes. So, yeah, we...
How's your rating?
Top notch. Yeah. It's not my account.
Are you Amy's. A super host yet or no?
I don't know about super
host. You have to do a lot to be a super host.
But we got a key put on, like a lock put on our main door. And so what we'd end up doing is just... staying in there or going away, and someone would rent our second bedroom, and we would lock the main bedroom and move everything from the second bedroom that was worth keeping or from the main area.
And you're being dodgy cunts because you were leasing,
yeah,
and you were just sublease.
Yeah.
Did your landlord know or no?
No, he never did. We had a cheese board that was given to us for our wedding, broken. And we just pulled it out. It was like one that had like wood on one side and marble on the other.
Uh-huh.
And we pulled it out from the cupboard, and then the other bit, the like half of the fucking marble just dropped off. Someone who we had broke it and put it back in the same spot. We like you'd know if you fucking broke that, right? Uh-huh. And there was this German little couple that were this kid was trying to be a fucking woof-woof Wooey's girlfriend, yeah. always doing shit like getting her flowers, like just doing all this weird stuff in front of us, like super romantic. And they could hardly speak English, right? And she came home and she had a bunch of flowers. The girl had a bunch of flowers in her hands. And Amy and I have this joke now because I think we said, oh, nice flowers. And she said, my flowers. And it was so funny. So Amy and I go, my flowers. And she was like, it was like she was a bit, it came across like she was like, no, these are my flowers.
Yeah.
Not nice. Like, who? Oh, nice flowers, my flowers. Like they were giving them to us.
Yeah.
And so Amy and I have this thing, we just say, my flowers.
That's so funny. How many people have you had stay at your place?
Oh, I reckon we've had 15 total. 15 different groups.
How much money would you make on a given stay?
Is the tax department listening or?
Nah, you're fine.
Nah, then maybe $3,000-$4,000.
Out of the whole lot.
Out of the whole lot. One of the girls, we had these two girls that came from California. Awesome. 20 or 21. One of them ended up doing an internship with Tribe, Jules Lund's company. And so we hooked her up with that. And we had some really fucking awesome dinners with a few of them. Like young, because most of them are young.
Yeah.
And yeah, we loved it. It was interesting.
And you don't do that anymore because
couldn't think of anything worse.
Like
couldn't think of anything worse. It's a time of your life
yeah.
that you want to do that. If I had a baller house
yeah.
with a separate area.
Well, I've been thinking about it even I always do this and I was just saying to Bree today or like tonight I'm like I have to fucking settle down on the dreaming because I've been thinking about like with our travels and all that sort of shit I'm already thinking about after like once we get back from our trip and I'm thinking like you know what I think it would be good to like buy eventually. Like we haven't really had buying a place on the radar.
Yeah.
But only recently we've just in the last few days I've been thinking, fuck, maybe it would be not like it would be nice to own a place. We've been able to set this goal of like yeah. wanting to go on the trip. In fact, we put our mind to it and we've been able to save and now it's like, okay, maybe we should like be saving for other stuff.
Well, with the rent you pay,
yeah.
you could have a big one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
If you're trying to be minimalists,
well,
you could have a nice one-bedroom that could be an investment property when you decide to move out for the rent you pay.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking...
The mortgage.
Yeah. I was even thinking like... but like getting something that's a tiny bit bigger, having Airbnb type guests or having a space. I think it'd be cool to have a space that's sort of in nature where I could work from too. Like one of the things that I really value with where I'm thinking all this stuff is going with sort of deep work and focusing on single projects and things like that is having a kick-ass room that has like speakers so you can fucking like hit play the, you know, when we're editing at the moment, we fucking use headphones or it's all very insular. Mm. What about like setting up like a proper, like not going crazy, but just like a nice fucking iMac or whatever it is, some speakers, standing desk, and you're just like working on a single project, no distractions.
You're talking about being a hermit out in the forest.
Fucking oath.
You know, log cabin.
Yeah.
$700,000.
Yeah.
That's what you need.
Yeah.
So you get to spend the same, like to work from far out, you'll spend the same as you would to get a one bedroom in the city.
What do you think where do you think you'll end up in regard to the house?
I want a house in the city and a place down the coast.
In the city as in?
Central. Somewhere within Melbourne.
Okay.
Or living in Sydney in the central area.
Yeah.
And then having a coastal home.
Yeah. Which one do you reckon you'll buy first?
Well, I think you'd personally buy the one that you'd live in first.
Yeah.
Buy the one that is most... You'll spend most of your time yeah. to start
I guess it's
with.
A conversation for the accountants and all that sort of thing to work out what actually makes sense. But what I've come down to reality and said, okay, I'm just going to focus on my fucking trip rather than I'm already like, fuck, when we get back, let's do... Because we're getting rid of this place and all that sort of thing. We have all these options.
Mm.
So it's like, oh, maybe just fucking looking around, you know, Abbotsford. Is this an April Fool's
joke?
No, it's not. Why?
Only because you're always banging on about not only like
I don't know. Well, I don't know why. Like, I think it's like as you start to strip back and shit, then it's like, okay, well, I do like the idea of having somewhere, and then I think that what I've done is I've always attached having something as being like locked into that location. But I do like the idea of having something that serves us for like 5 years where we are staying there all the time, and then being like, okay, we now have this place that we can always go back to, can be a base. And then Bree and I being able to work on projects, where sort of producer-director relationship, where we're working on stuff, and then we'll travel, do a project, and then come back and spend 3 months editing and doing all that stuff.
I think you meet somewhere in the middle where it's overthought, underthought, and then just committing to something and making changes along the way.
Yeah.
I think it's never as tactical as the way you verbalize it.
Well, yeah,
right?
You can't, right? Because it's this... Because even if you think about it, it's like, okay, well, we still need to fucking save all the cash that we're going to need, which is however long that's going to take.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's always like seeing what you don't have.
Yeah.
I was lying in bed on Saturday morning at my mate's beach house, his grandfather's beach house, just fucking literally look out the window, all you see is ocean.
Yeah.
You see, if you stand up, you'll see a bit of trees on the cliff that look out over the ocean. What would you say?
Annoying. The trees are in there.
Fuck them. But then there's the Great Ocean Road below the trees. So it's amazing. There's not a great deal of views there that you literally can't see any road.
Yeah.
You just see trees and water. And it's the sound. Oh, like.
Is it inspiring or is it disheartening?
His grandfather's had it in the family for 50 years. So
it's a bit
$18,000 they bought it for.
Yeah.
For what they bought would be worth $5 million today.
Yeah.
That's disheartening that the income doesn't match the property price like it used to. So it's like not even comparable, you know, by any margin. Mm-hmm. So that's disheartening. What I like about it is I know that that's what I love. Like for me, I've been going down to Lawn, this place in Victoria, for years, just fucking thinking to myself, and I've always had friends that families have had beach houses, and most of them are all wealthy. Their family's wealthy to have a beach house down there. And it's always put that in my mind. It's like, fuck, this is what I want. It's by the water. It's relaxing. It's busy at some points. There's a social life, but there's also like the escapism that you can have in your little confines. You got to have these fucking visions, right? You got to have these dreams and aspirations.
Yeah.
Otherwise you go fucking mad.
Yeah.
I mean, I live in a tiny little 2-bedroom apartment with 3 of us.
But I even look at like, I was doing all the fucking admin shit on the long weekend, logging into fucking MyGov and paying tax and checking out my super. And I just, even me looking at my superannuation. So, I don't know. I think they call it something else in the States. What is it called? The 401k, I think it's called. 401k. Basically, your fucking money when you retire and the savings. I can never think, like, I get a bit sad because I'm like, oh man, even if I have a lot of money in it, like, I'm not going to be able to access that until I'm like, what, 55 or 60? Mm. And then I get like a bit fucking down on like, oh man, like, we're going to get old and we're going to fucking die. Do you get like, how do you feel about like age and death and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I haven't thought about it too much.
Fuck, nothing does it more to me than looking at my super. Because it's just like, oh, you want me to save for... I'm just like, what the fuck is going to be happening at this time?
It's an amazing incentive that the Australian government has put in place. Because what would happen if they didn't?
No one would save shit, right?
Because there'd be fucking leeches on the government. I mean, there already is.
Yeah.
Some that don't have a choice, others that are choosing to fucking do it, right?
But they're doing it out of selfish reasons too, because they just don't have the fucking capacity to provide.
I had the conversation with my friend on the weekend. We're talking about super and self-managed super funds, where it gets fucking confusing.
Yeah.
And even the Barefoot Investor doesn't suggest anyone have a self-managed super fund with the amount of fucking work that needs to go into it.
Unless you've got like a bunch of cash and you're fucking wanting to optimize to the max, it's not worth it.
And my friend said these self-managed super funds, unless you've got a lot of money, it doesn't. They're not useful.
Yeah.
And so his point was around, you got to have a lot of money for a super fund to super optimize it to make more money out of it.
Well, some people I know will do things like they'll have their managed super fund will be, say, the self-managed super fund will be the lease, or they'll own, say, their office where their company leases and shit that, so they can do all these fucking like...
There is... some ways of optimizing your superannuation to buy property now.
Yeah.
And like it's all a bit confusing.
And the other thing too is you can use your super for... this is all fucking not financial advice because we have no fucking idea. But I believe that you can use it for financial advisors and stuff, which I think is a little bit dodge in the
for
sense
what?
Of
Sorry?
Financial advisors. So I had a financial advisor chat to me and basically say, hey, like you don't even have to fucking pay anything up. We can tap into your super. I'm like, why don't
How do you feel as a fucking business owner having some racket like that?
Yeah.
And I know that they probably think that they're offering value, but they're also cheap, like eating into money that you will not feel like you're spending.
Yeah.
Those super funds. And some of those incentives to buy homes and stuff, you're using your super as a down payment for the fucking, you know, mortgage or whatever it is, right? They are all in some way benefiting the person who has that business.
Yeah.
I always think about that. Like, fuck, I can't
even speak. Are you
okay? I need another cookie. Right? I need another cookie.
Can I? Yeah,
who's
go
in
on.
It? Who? It's finished my sentence, you dog.
No, just go.
Who is...
What are you trying to say, you numb dick?
Did your mum put hash in these fucking
probably,
cookies?
No, just something worse.
It's in it. I'm done.
I think, well, what I was going to say is just how like... You okay? I just get sad when I get sad when I look at how many houses there are, right?
Yeah, lots.
Look at how many like fancy car. Bree and I stayed at Jackalope on the weekend, right? Really sort of fancy hotel was gifted to us by a friend, and every fucking car is like a Porsche.
Yeah.
I had a guy I know who I bumped into who has a Tesla. He works at Amazon.
Sick.
Great dude. And but just all these fucking primo cars. And it's just like...
Same in lawn.
I'm here in my fucking i30. I don't know. But it's not even that I value those things.
Yeah.
But there is those moments where I'm like, I don't know. I feel... Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird feeling. I just feel like, man, we've got such a long way to go, or we're just a speck in this. Like, we've got no fucking financial influence or any influence in this fucking world.
I have said this a couple of times this weekend. I've done a JJ.
Yeah.
Not the squidgy one.
Yeah.
I've done a JJ where he gets onto some sort of saying or some great little metaphor that he just... churns out a couple of times. And mine this week has been fucking...
I guess.
Yeah, go.
Just like fucking... The grass that you water. Something about watering grass.
Nah.
Water your own grass.
The person who I am now is not who I need to be to get to where I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah,
you like
good.
That?
Yeah, I like it.
And so my thinking around that is with you saying this and that guy that's... talking around no financial influence, like look at these other people. That's not the dude who becomes a baller with a fucking Rolls Royce. Not that you want that, but what that means is that's someone who has success or financial success, has a business or does something that has generated money. And so for you and I think it's like these little conversations
that
we have.
Well, because we don't do it, right? I think that the thing is that we... we've gone so far, I think, from where we should have been based on the positioning in our life, you know, like you leaving school early or from where I grew up or whatever it is, that we rarely think about the fact that like anything is like not against us is completely the wrong word because we're fucking white dudes doing okay, but we're not at the same positioning as a lot of other people, and we've never seen that as a barrier. But I think you just have some moments where you look around and you're like, oh, I don't feel like I belong here, or I feel like all these people are a bit different to me. It's like even Brie with some of her jobs, like at previous roles, she's the only person in her whole team that went to a public school. Mm. Everyone went to private schools. So, yeah, no, it's interesting. It's
I mean, like, we are responsible for where we are right now. Yeah. You can get jealous looking at other people. Or like, I went to... You know, you look at kids that I went to school with, some pretty successful, made a lot of money. One guy's fucking writing albums with Robbie Williams. Crazy. Like, yeah. And all these things can make you feel shit or inspire you, and you know, because they're levels of success for someone else. They're not necessarily your own, but you can get trapped in looking at someone else's success and feeling like that. Fuck, oh, I wish I had that. But you don't even want that. You're not that person that will, you know, that what you're doing doesn't even, that's not even the end goal.
Well, I think that to be one of the things that I think we need to be able to get to that point is to be really targeted in what we want and being like fucking super, super focused. And I think that that's always the, that can be the challenge because it's always going to change. But it's even Bree's been reading Hillary Clinton's biography at the moment.
I bet you that's a blast.
Yeah. Well, she's just saying how like it's so interesting hearing her
lies.
Her self-talk, right? Her talk around like, oh, you know, going to Trump's inauguration and people were telling her don't go and all that sort of thing, and all, and just how regular the sorts of conversations she has about us, you know, to herself internally. And we are all having those conversations. I guess it's our way of dealing with it, or how we frame situations can make a big difference, because something that someone could perceive as bad could be really good, like getting out of your comfort zone. Some people really fucking scary, don't want to do it, won't go towards it, whereas some people love that of going into a situation, getting a bit fucking jazzed about it.
Let's just finish off with a bit of April Fools.
Yeah.
Have you seen a few things going on?
Yeah, Lululemon did a dumb one. they did a rock that was meant to be like a it was really well produced. It was like this sort of stone looking rock thing that they were sort of pitching as like the Google Home, Amazon, Alexa type of thing to be mindful. But the thing is that they have, you know, we've had a bit of an inside look having worked with some of their ambassadors on some projects, and they're fucking like, people are into it, right? They fucking love Lululemon. They get right into it. And the thing is that you look at the comments and people are like, hey, where do I buy this
from?
It's like they've missed the tone of their audience being just fucking, just a little bit like, there is a bit of a cult vibe.
They went a bit hard on the fool.
And so, yeah, they're just like, no, you can't do this to your community, because they're all fucking, when you're drinking the Kool-Aid that hard on the products, then it just made, like, I feel like it's, yeah, it made me a little bit sort of uncomfortable. And then Ozbargain changed all their fucking font to Chinese characters and said that they were bought by a Chinese company or something.
Racist.
And yeah, it was.
It's a fucking racist if I said. No. That's not funny.
Did you see? No, I liked it. Did you see any?
Yeah, Virgin.
What did they
Richard
do?
Branson came out. They were saying that there's going to be spin classes on one of their.
See, the problem is that some of these things are good ideas. They did
I know.
They did one. Virgin did one a couple of years ago where they were like, they were having a kids section on the plane.
awesome.
Where they had like fucking slides and shit like that. And parents are obviously like, this is the best thing ever.
Mm.
And they're like, only joking. We're still shit cunts. You know what I mean?
You're like, still not getting hot pockets.
There's something funny about April Fools where it's just like, we're going to fool. Yeah, I've got an idea, Jeff. Let's fool the customers into that we actually care about them and let's do something that they would absolutely love.
Yeah.
And then we'll say April Fool. Like, it's just a bit of a shit idea.
GoPro did one, you said?
No.
So it starts out, it's almost the sound of what you'd think a Lululemon ambassador would sound like.
Yeah.
Spiritual and this kind of stuff. And so it's like, you know how there's footage of like a girl dragging the guy's hand and the guy's got the camera. Yes. I've done it before. It kind of looks kind of cool. So there's this girl who's like reciting some script and it's voiceover and her just sort of going around the world, Paris, like Greece with this hand. And then the final shot. So I was totally fooled up until the final bit. And then she pulls the hand and it's like the camera's on this fake hand. And they're saying like, it's, what was it? GoPro Ally. Is it hashtag GoPro Ally? And it's this hand. It was quite funny.
I like it.
I liked it. But the one that I, Google. They fucked with up.
Where's Wally? No.
Nah.
Google, they did that for Google Maps.
Google had this thing. It was like, and I hope I'm right on saying this. I sent it to myself. Can you please just confirm that this is from actual Google and not somewhere else? And I'll tell the story.
Okay.
Hang on here a second. So, hang on.
It's about your timing.
Yeah, it is. So, here we go. Google came out and said that they have redesigned Google for Australia and they've changed Google to Googs.
Googs. Googs. Yeah.
And so just...
I just got out of it. I'm sorry.
All right. Fucking timing here.
Well, no, I was just like...
You thought you were on your feed looking through to your friends. Okay, so... Let me just see that this is actually... Yeah, that's on Google, right? That's on their actual Google.
Yep.
Google Down Under?
Yeah.
Is that Australia?
Yeah.
So, they've changed verified. Google in Australia to Googs.
To Googs.
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 Here's the problem, Josh.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking party in your 18s to 19s,
so you, 20s. So you were trying to squeeze this story because it's... I would say Googs and you're saying Googs because it works better. Is that a drug or something or sticking something up your ass?
Googs is... Is
how do you spell it?
G-O-O-G-Z.
Perfect. Googs. What does it mean?
Can't you just say... hang on, let me just...
Are you reading the comments now?
I wanted to tell you a comment. Anyway, basically, Googs is a term for ecstasy tablets in Australia.
Great.
It's slang for it. And they just get slammed in their fucking...
Really?
In the comments section. By people just going, I think you don't fucking realise what the term Googs means in Aussie, mate.
It's just a bunch of geeks getting involved. There's a couple of other ones that I did enjoy. Quadlock did a funny one. They released it a couple of days early, but they did like their own cryptocurrency that they were doing, which was sort of funny. And did a whole video, which was like just fucking real, like homemade, funny shit. But interestingly, with Quadlock, when they were just the opener case, so before Quadlock had come out.
Quadlock are phone cases for iPhones and Android
sort of
phones.
The biggest probably case for phone mounting to your bikes in the world.
Because it actually stays on.
Yeah, it's a really good product and a client and friends. But I did their first Kickstarter video. But before that, they... we did a video where they had this case that they were doing called the Holder case, H-O-L-D-A, which was an iPhone case that you use as a wallet and you would hold cards in it.
Okay,
and so what we did for April Fools is we made a video, we rebranded it to Player Case, P-L-A-Y-A, and we sold it in as somewhere to hold your condoms. And made a whole video. I got my mate Chris Coper, who actually appears in a couple of other Quadlock things. He in the latest Quadlock videos we did, he is like the BMX. He does like BMX riding and shit. Anyway, it got picked up by Gizmodo a bunch. It had 250,000 views in a week, in just a couple of days. and it was all April Fools or whatever. And the idea being, that it was like, it was basically the same product, but we just called it Player and just promoted it as like where to hold your condoms, but it actually was.
This is where you need to actually have it ready to go just in case.
Yeah. Well, they did, and they had the holder stuff, all that sort of thing. But to the one that I did like was Seth Godin did one. Fucker.
Cheeky cunt. Yeah.
He did a blog post, and I thought it was real. It's quite funny saying these out of ideas. Just being like, you know what, I've been doing this blog for like 16 years, and I've always pushed that, you know, you can always have more ideas. And I've just realized that, like, there isn't an infinite amount of ideas, and I'm out of them. I'm done. I was like, fuck, if Seth, it gave me this. I had a big sigh of relief. I'm like, fuck. It takes the pressure off when Seth's saying this. And I realize he's fucking.
Just how April. Did he break it to you in the same.
To think fucking
email?
At the end, it's like, in the blog post at the end, it's like April Fools.
Far
fucking
out.
Hate. I saw a few YouTubers getting involved.
One of my April Fools that I've been involved in,
yeah,
was at the radio station, and I had one of my co-hosts. She'd finished up, quit, and so I was by myself waiting for my new co-host to arrive.
Yeah,
and as we were in Shepparton, on the day of April Fools, Briggs, the rapper, came in, and we were like, you know, big announcement, gonna show, got our co-host coming. The new co-host is Briggs. And we had
the problem is everyone's fucking rapped about it, and then you
people
have to be
loved
like,
it.
And everyone's like, "You fucking bullshit artist."
People
we have to
loved
deal.
It, and so yeah, we had to break their hearts.
Anyway, the moral of the story is: don't aim too high with your April Fool's jokes, because people will just be disappointed when they find out it's not true.
Or just have your Kickstarter ready to actually take payment for your business idea.
It's the Daily Talk Show, everyone. Please send us an email: hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Got a bit of letter in the PO box.
Where?
Today. I checked it, but it's a fucking return to sender. There's a fucking dental company who used to have our PO Box 400. It's got their fucking stamp as a return thing. So I wonder if we can get the stamps off them so we can use it. Does that make sense? So
they
had sent a bill to someone. The person did a return to sender.
Came back
and it
to
came
PO
to
box.
Us. Yeah.
So anyway, you get them on board as a sponsor.
Yeah, PO Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria 3067, or send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. We'll see you tomorrow, everyone.
Bye.